This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I'd get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I'd come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets past, knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Going to talk a little Husker football. Going to talk a little Jackrabbit football. That's right. John Stiglmeyer, the head football coach at South Dakota State, is going to join us today. Kelly Stauffer is going to be the analyst for the pay-per-view telecast coming up on Saturday. He is going to join us. You've seen his work on Fox and Versus over the past, and he's going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. And also on the program today, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Get those fantasy questions in. Do you replace Reggie Bush? Do you just look elsewhere? What do you do with all these quarterbacks that changed? If you got Michael Vick, do you start him? Those are questions for Joe. If you've got more, fire them off to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, I think another interesting fantasy question for Joe is Vincent Jackson at San Diego. Looks like the Chargers just simply not going to let him play this year, not going to give him a new deal, and he will be just an inactive receiver, basically, for them. If you don't want to play for us, that's fine. We're not going to pay any more than the contract said. He's just going to sit there. They're not offering him anybody. They're basically just sitting on him, and I cannot believe they would let a weapon like that. He's caught over 1,000 yards in passes the last 2 or 3 years for them. What a weapon for Phillip Rivers just to have just basically non-existent and not going to be there.
Obviously, that makes the Kansas City Chiefs the favorites in the AFC West.
Well, I don't know if we go that far all of a sudden. It's interesting they're 2-0.
Do you want to do power rankings today?
I think so.
You want Daddy's ready for his power rankings. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, I think we've got a feel for it. I got a feel for it. I got Baltimore and Cincinnati. I'll just tell you that they're cone number 10.
Really? Okay.
Because I think Baltimore really won the game. You talk about the officiating.
So bad. Kind of like the team that Nebraska is going to face on Saturday, trying to tell us that it won't be all that bad. South Dakota State coach John Stiglmeyer will join us later on in the program today towards the bottom of the hour. So stay with us for that. Not a whole lot going on over the last I was going to tell you this. If Vincent Jackson's got all this time on his hands, he might end up getting on a fantasy team down at Cunningham's.
That would be a perfect opportunity.
I mean,
he's probably watching football, yeah.
Well, yeah, so why? Maybe he doesn't even watch the Chargers. Maybe he wants to watch all the other teams in the National Football League. Well, when you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports, have a few drinks, and keep up on your fantasy players, the place to be, Cunningham's Journal. They play all your favorite NFL, college football, and Major League Baseball on one of their 20 screens, including the humongous 120-inch projection screen. Other sports bars eliminate specials during Husker games to make the money back they spend. Well, you shouldn't have to break the wallet to see your favorite teams. At Cunningham's, you can catch the Huskers every week. Whether it's pay-per-view, cable, regular TV, they've got it there. And you can choose from great food and drink specials, so enjoy the game without breaking the wallet. When you're ready for the ultimate place for sports and the coldest beer in central Nebraska, head down to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. It's the place to go time and time again. There you go, people. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Well, Efferty and Kelly Stauffer, the Versus. You know, it's interesting in talking to him, setting up this interview. Kelly's got to see some pretty good football games. He got off opening night seeing the Utah football game. He's done TCU this year and done BYU and Air Force this year. So he saw some of the good football, and we'll ask him about that along with what he expects out of South Dakota State, because I don't think anybody's expecting much out of this team.
Have you found anything? I mean, I'm looking over game notes trying to find something that's positive that you can even kind of hit on with this South Dakota State team.
No, I'm with you,
Daddy.
Guys.
I know we had the last team was Nicholls State that was officially 1AA. I don't remember having this feeling. Even when Nicholls State was coming in, maybe it's because Nebraska wasn't that good at the time. Maybe that had something to do with it. But I haven't been able to find anything about South Dakota State that you can even talk about, write a story at, do a little segment on, outside of that they got some Nebraska kids on their team. And most of them are freshmen or redshirt freshmen.
Well, let's just go right now. Somebody's going to be in that announcer's booth. Kelly Stauffer, welcome, Kelly, back to the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Kelly, is there any positives to take away from the South Dakota State team Nebraska is facing on Saturday?
You guys were having an interesting discussion. Positives in terms of their ability to win this game, I don't really see that. I think this is a game where both teams have to, I think their number one priority is find a way to get better when the outcome is going to be pretty much decided, I believe. I think South Dakota State, you know, they're a nice team in the FCS. I mean, they had a nice year last year. Quite frankly, they lost a lot of leadership, a lot of seniors off of that team, and they haven't really found that leadership on this team. And so they're struggling in ways they didn't last year at a time when, obviously, they can't afford a struggle at all. And I think Nebraska's exercise is going to be, you know, how do we continue to get better against an opponent like this? And sometimes that's a big challenge. So I think Coach Pelini has hit on that a little bit this week, is we have to continue to press on and get better when, you know, the outcome probably isn't ever going to be in question.
Kelly Stauffer with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kelly, maybe as an ex-player at all levels, you can give us a little insight to this. Coach says, and you just mentioned, make sure you get better. How will you know if you play somebody 69-0, if you got better or not, or if it's only 35-0? I mean, there's always going to be something to nitpick about, and I think everybody that dresses is probably going to play Saturday. So if you're a player, how will you know that you got better against South Dakota State?
Well, I think the objectives are always the same, regardless of the opponent. And I know that's somewhat coach speak, but really it's true. You know, as a player, whether you're offense, defense, special teams, whatever, you have a certain, a certain protocol, a certain approach that you have to take every week. And, you know, it's about execution. It's literally, it will break down into, you know, kind of assignment, alignment, you know, offensive hand placement, you know, all those kind of things can be graded afterwards when you break down the tape. And those will be the things that Nebraska in particular get very picky about this week, because when you're not locked in, when you're not focused because the opponent doesn't necessarily get you excited, then you have to have something kind of internally where you're focused on the little details of the game. And those are the things that Nebraska has to get better at. Remember, they go from here to a short week against, you know, Kansas State next Thursday, a team that – you know, in all likelihood will be the challenge on the north side of that conference. So it's the little things, you know, keep your edge and then get this one over with and get into preparation for next Thursday.
Kelly, through three games, I think the big question every Nebraska fan out there has, a trip to Washington, how good, in your estimation, is this Nebraska Cornhusker team?
Well, I think they're very good. I don't know that they've been challenged yet, but the thing that Nebraska has done, which they really, it isn't, you know, they've had some trouble maybe doing this in recent history, is I think as an athlete, one of the most difficult things to do, and then you add that, you know, you put that into the context of a team, sometimes the most difficult thing to do is to do well and take care of an opponent that you're supposed to take care of. And I think that's what I like out of Nebraska so far. They should have taken care of the first three opponents like they did. I think to some extent Washington was certainly, I believe, overrated going into this year. But nonetheless, you go on the road, you play in a, you know, in an environment that's supposed to be difficult to play. You play against a quarterback that is highly touted and all those things. But you take care of business at a high level. To me, sometimes that's harder to do than rising to the occasion on an opponent that you know is going to be good. And it doesn't take much to get ready and get locked in. I like that. You know, it's kind of attention to detail, take care of your business, and move on. But the thing that I think Nebraska is experiencing right now is they have a defense. You know, obviously, Ndamukong Suh is out of the picture and all those things, and a lot of people have said a lot about that. But defensively, I think they have the ability to be not only as good as last year's team, but maybe even better across the board. And it's getting those pieces into place and playing at that level, you know, down in and down out. So they're continuing to press on to that. But obviously on the offensive side, I think they just have more of an identity than they have in the last couple of seasons. And it starts with the quarterback being able to execute the zone read stuff and all that. They have some running backs that know their role. I like the way that's settling in offensively. And if you just take those two pieces, if they just get better a little bit offensively, they have a chance to run the table. But if they get better, if they're realistically better a lot on the offensive side, then this could be a special year.
Kelly, you could probably speak to this than most analysts out there. You were maybe on the radar for these draft analysts later, a lot later than Jake Locker was. And I think you did it in the Hula Bowl or one of those postseason bowls when you really made some scouts and turned some heads. Jake Locker's been the number one guy. That's been a lot of talk about that. What did last week do to his draft status and hopes?
I think it hurt it. I think it hurt it more on the kind of the national level as far as, you know, Heisman and all that kind of stuff. I think it hurt it more on that level. But on the level in terms of a NFL prospect down the road, I think it hurt it a bit, but maybe not as much. But quite frankly, I'm just not there yet with him. I watched him early in his career on Versus. We've had Washington a few times, and he was a great athlete and all those kind of things. Well, now he's supposedly making that transition to a more prototypical pocket passer, and then the backup plan is his athletic ability. I just haven't seen it, quite frankly. I haven't seen the improvement that people have referred to and talked about. So I wasn't there with him anyway. But I think Nebraska, what the NFL does, and you guys would know this, that, you know, it's a lot more right now about the individual. So last week, what scouts will do and what teams will do is they will kind of remove Locker from that equation. Nebraska's defense smothered Washington's offense, period. And it was a lot less about Jake Locker and a lot more about the ineptness of an offense that had absolutely no answers whatsoever against Nebraska's scheme that they were running. There was nothing that Locker could have done, and collectively that team did as a whole.
recently voted one of the 100 greatest athletes to ever attend Rushville High School. Kelly Stauffer with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, Kel, what else has impressed you through this first month of the football season? A lot of talk this week is about Boise State, Oregon State. Maybe it's there. What else has kind of stuck out that has impressed you so far this season?
You know, I don't know that there's been a lot that was unexpected. I think the top teams are proving to be that. I think it's the first time in quite a long time that I think the top eight coming out of preseason are still undefeated and have actually played pretty well. There haven't been a lot of hiccups. I think TCU and Boise State, I had TCU, I watched them in person last week, had them against Baylor. Baylor looked hapless, but TCU is a very nice team that I think they're a legitimate candidate to be right in the national title picture. Now we can debate whether that should or shouldn't be the case, but what TCU has is they have the depth and talent of a BCS team, and you don't see that a lot of times. You have a special team, once in a while in the non-automatic qualifiers that, they have a good 11 on offense or a good, 13 on offense, but they don't have depth. TCU has all of that, and they're legit. And I think a one-game showdown with anybody in the country, they would be right in the mix. But I think right now it's just kind of sorting things out. I think Nebraska in specifically about them and not only this game but this year, I really have a hard time seeing them being challenged on the north side. But then you take a look at the south, I think that with Nebraska's emergence, especially offensively, I think the gap has been closed tremendously between the north and the south. You know, it wasn't more than a couple of years ago where there was a gigantic space between the top three or so on the south and whoever you wanted to talk about on the north. I really don't see that anymore. I think Nebraska is, at this point in time, I would say, would be considered the favorite to not only win the north, but win whoever they face in the Big 12 championship at this point in time.
Hey, Kelly, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the trip to Lincoln and enjoy being back in the state for once.
Yeah, not a problem. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Stauffer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's in the booth to call the game coming up on Saturday with South Dakota State. Ron Thulin's the play-by-play. Kelly is the analyst. And guess who's on the sidelines, Daddy? Guess who's on the sidelines for the football game?
Our friend from Houston?
No, we wouldn't be that lucky. Although the hair is about the same. Time probably... I'll bet she spends less time on her hair than this guy. Get the dough at the lynch ready. It's time for Sweet and Tangy. Jim Rose is going to be on the sidelines.
What a treat. He's back. All right.
Good looking. He's got. See, I'm just jealous of the hair. I mean, it's always good. He's like Jimmy Johnson. It's never out of place.
Doug, he brings up hapless Baylor. Art Briles, he's won everywhere he's went. Is that where they go to die?
Well, I am surprised. I guess maybe their defense kept them in the games last year. Maybe last year was their shot, and when Robert Griffin got hurt, and obviously he's all they've got right now, and that's too bad. It seemed like they had it pointed in the right direction. They had some very good defensive players last year. I can't even remember them all, but Lake, one of them, and
Paul Pavelic.
Joe Pavelic. And those were just a couple of them. They were very good. And then Griffin got hurt, and the morale was sucked right out of that football team, and so was a lot of the talent on the offense. They just couldn't score. Now they can't stop anybody. And, I guess Texas Tech might be the best of the rest by forfeit. A&M's, like I thought I said, I mean, I didn't think Texas Tech was going to be very good either.
No, I was
and I'm still not sure there. That they are. I don't know how good Texas is. I don't think Texas is on the same par that they've been. Great. They're good. But they're not top five. They're not top five good. They shouldn't be ranked in the top five.
They
they're not that good.
Very
I think they lose
impressed.
To Oklahoma. I'm just saying, I Texas A&M not playing well. Tech, Baylor,
And we'll correct
Oklahoma
Kelly.
State.
We got to jump in and correct Kelly. It's not a short week for Kansas State. He was off a week. Nebraska's got 9 or 10 days, whatever it is, to prepare for Kansas State after that. So.
And then the same 1 day shorter to turn around and play Texas. So playing that on a Thursday night. So there you go. And here's the name, Daddy. Nate Enderle, top five quarterback, according to the Pro Scouts. Jake Locker, number one quarterback, according to the Pro Scouts. Welcome in Thomas O'Brien. 47 out of 87 with one touchdown and five picks so far this year against FCS opponents for a total of 470 yards. Running the football, led by Kyle Minnett. 32 carries, 152 total yards. That's 76 yards a game. You know how last week I said we were going to kick Washington's ass? I'll go up in the press box. I will watch this football game. I will listen to the jargon afterwards. But the over-under on people that are left in that stadium, with it being a night game after the third quarter, has to look something like that Oklahoma State game in the Callahan era. It's just going to be bad.
I think you're exactly right. I don't see it any other way.
John Stiglmeyer, the head coach of South Dakota State, is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes to talk about that too, Daddy. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If somebody emails the show with a question for Joe and they're playing me head-to-head this week, do I ask Joe the question?
That would be no.
We'll see. I'm thinking about it. Plus, our power rankings in the NFL now that a couple of weeks, we'll let you know who we think the best team in the National Football League will be. And if you like to knock that little white ball around and maybe have a chance to win $1 million, then Prairie Hills is the place to be next week. You can turn $2 into $1 million. All you have to do is head to Prairie Hills next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. That's September 28th through August 1st. And take your shot. Qualifications start at 8 a.m. each day, so if you need to do it in the morning, you do it. If you need to do it late afternoon, do it early evening. They're there. 20 golfers that get closest to the hole over that time span will qualify for the $1 million shootout October 1st, Friday night, 6 p.m. The golfer closest to the hole during that will win a one-year membership at Prairie Hills valued at $1,000. But if you make it, you can add more zeros to the 1,000. Each shot costs you $2, and every time you buy a shot, you get entered into a drawing for the free membership. Turn $2 into $1 million at Prairie Hills Golf Course in Pleasanton. Might be your day, Daddy.
Might have to send one in there pretty hot and just hit the pin.
You're not going to put touch on it?
No, there's no touch in this golf game of mine.
We're back after this. So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
NCAA college football tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Big East battle as 19th-ranked Miami of Florida travels to Pittsburgh. The Hurricanes have only lost to the Pittsburgh Panthers one time. Our pregame tonight at 6:30. It's Miami at Pitt tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Rain continues across the area through midday. We can see a few scattered storms in spots, and then temperatures climb in the mid-70s for a high, with winds out of the west-northwest developing and increasing to 15 to 30. Tonight will drop off to 49. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar. Don't you act like you afraid of shit.
You know I got it. If you want to come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to talk to the head jackrabbit here in just a little bit. Coach Stiggy is going to join us from South Dakota State. Daddy, we were just talking about it. They have broke it down this morning on SportsCenter, Kiper and McShay, talking about Jake Locker, and they have dropped him to number four in the rankings. Mel Kiper says it's one game. He's going to see, but obviously there's concerns after the way Nebraska just picked him apart. And Jake Locker falls from 1 to 4 on Mel Kiper's big board.
And Todd McShay has Prince Amakamura number 1 overall on his board. Is that what they just showed?
No, I think he was number 4.
I think McShay just had him number 1 on his big board. We'll have to check that.
We'll check that out a little bit.
Hey, it's Thursday,
no way.
Doug.
There's just no. Prince can't be the best player in the country, can he? That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome for him.
That'd be awesome.
You know what's awesome for you?
Then maybe you could get his jersey down at Misco's.
Well, I was just saying that'd be awesome for you is them staying open late, and it's Thursday night. And,
late till 8.
There you go, Misco Sports.
It is great.
Carney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts, women's kids apparel. They've got it all for you. They've also got Ndamukong Suh jerseys waiting for you to take one home.
You
got to
be careful, though, because sometimes when you're around those Suh jerseys, there's Varinal sneaking around.
Yeah.
Wearing his Under Armour. He's gonna get you. He's going to pretend you're the quarterback.
And Red Varinal dives out from under men's college hoodies. They're 25% off. The NFL hoodies are also 25% off. Get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Well, Daddy, we continue to get ready for the final non-conference game of the year for the Huskers, and they welcome in South Dakota State this Saturday night to 6:08 pay-per-view. Nebraska coming off a huge, huge victory for them. They're hoping they don't have a letdown on the other end. South Dakota State probably not off to the start they were hoping for.
Oh, we're pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Jacks right now. John Stiglmeyer joins us. Coach, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome.
Well, I appreciate it. Let's see if I can give you some info.
Well, Coach, this is a little bit different than coming to Nebraska to play UNO. Now you're coming in to play the big boys. All kinds of questions out there from Husker fans. I guess you guys are coming off one of your best seasons, but things haven't started so well. So let's start there. What has not went right for you the first couple of weeks?
Well, in general, we have come out of the chute, and we couldn't find even a second gear, let alone our top gear. And so we've started both our football games and just been horrendous in most phases of our game other than special teams. And so, I don't know if that's my pregame talk or what we eat or what it is, but we can play better football. We need to find a way to do that because you don't get a lot of opportunities in a season.
Coach, I want to start before these first two games. Take us back to the day that you were in the athletic director's office or whatever, and he said, hey, I think we're going to play Nebraska. What was your initial reaction, and what was the immediate thought?
I was excited. You know, I'm no different than any other college football fan. I just happened to be blessed to make a living doing it. You know, I love college football. I love the game of college football. I love, I'm blessed to be, to do this for a profession. And then when you get to line up against or go to a program that in my mind, when you talk college football, is one of the top two, three, four in America, it's exciting. Now, did I think they were going to be number six in America when we went down there? I was praying that wasn't the case, but that's life.
John Stiglmeyer, the head football coach at South Dakota State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brings his Jackrabbits in on Saturday. Well, Coach, you were ranked in the preseason, too. You had things going in the right direction. Last year, just an outstanding season. Tell us about what has got this football program to where they're at in the 6 years that you have left Division II.
Well, probably the greatest ingredient that we have had consistently is just guys that believe and kind of sell out to what we're doing, because if you're part of our history, you know, this is our seventh season of FCS, but you know, 7 years ago we committed to this thing, and we never had a one young man leave. our program, you know, because we couldn't compete for championships the first 4 years. We never had one young man say, you know, we couldn't go compete against an Iowa State or a Minnesota, and in this case, Nebraska. So I think the hard work and the belief has been just, the commitment has been tremendous. And that's, it's not that I can't say we're fast. I don't know if we've been faster than any teams we've walked on the field with, but I know we work our tail off.
Coach, your recruiting base, when you expanded to this 1AA from the NCC conference that you used to be in, did you have to expand that base, or are they still mostly local kids or a couple, three states around you?
We want our recruiting class to come from a five-state area, kind of the Midwest, if you will. But, you know, with the Northern Iowas and North Dakota State, now USD and UND, you know, there's only, you know, look at what Nebraska does. They go all over America. You know, surely we're going to have to reach out. So we've gone. We've got some players from Texas. We had some really good luck a number of years ago in Arizona. We recruit a slice of California. We've reached over to Chicago. So, yes, we've had to change drastically in our recruiting approach.
We're talking with the head football coach at South Dakota State in John Stiglmeyer here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've got over a dozen kids from the state of Nebraska, although most of them are either true freshmen or redshirt freshmen. I think the one name that most of the people in our neck of the woods are familiar with is Eric Colmus, the kid who was so great at Pierce. Can you give us a couple of the Nebraska kids that are contributing for you and might contribute this Saturday?
Well, Jake Ludeman should start for us at left guard. I mean, he's done that, and he's from Norfolk, and really I think has done a great job. He had a very serious car accident coming out of his senior year, and he's really had to battle. That's a whole different story. He's probably the premier guy that we'll be using. You know, I'll be honest with you, catch me off guard, because when we played Minnesota last year, I didn't talk to the Minnesota guys differently than I talked to the guys from Arizona. And I'm not making light of that fact. I'm just saying that, hey, we're one team, and we're Jackrabbits up here. We're not Cornhuskers. We're going to go down and battle the best we can. You know what else? I will say this, and this is going to sound goofy. One of our best players on offense is a guy named Tyrell Cool, who's from Yankton, South Dakota. And I, you know, which is right on the border, and I would not be surprised if there's more Cornhusker fans in Yankton some days than there are South Dakota State fans, because that is kind of Nebraska country. So he's not a Nebraskan, but he's a guy that's familiar with that program.
Coach, what's the message to kids early on? Is it, hey, stay loose and have some fun with this?
Well, there's no doubt we're playing a game, and a game is supposed to be fun. So we're going to go try to have fun. We're going to go try to do our best. Our whole philosophy every week, every day, whether we're in the weight room or in the classroom, is do your best. And that's a pretty simple message, you know, do your best. The challenge is great. The challenge is as great as it ever has been and maybe ever will be for us. But that doesn't prevent us from trying to do our best, and let's see what happens.
John Stiglmeyer joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head football coach at South Dakota State. Coach, you have played some Division I foes. You're going to continue to play some Division I foes. And you gave Minnesota all they wanted on the road at their place last year. I think, and we're hoping here, at least in Nebraska, that we're a lot better team than Minnesota. But can you use that as a motivation for this year's squad, since most of these kids were there and saw some of that success?
We can, and I think what we'll use that game for primarily is just the going into a bigger stage. You know, I think if we compare the Gophers to the Cornhuskers, our guys will say, "Well, Coach, they're different programs," and they are. And I'm not taking away from Coach Brewster's team up in Minnesota. You know, Nebraska right now is the best football team I've ever watched on film. You know, both in terms of studying programs and in terms of obviously preparation. And so I think the way we can use the Minnesota game and the Iowa State game is okay, it's a bigger stage, man. Get ready. Don't walk out of that tunnel and get caught off guard by all those people, because you know they're going to be there. They were there a year ago. Get ready for that. And then we won't take a step backwards, just in awe of the whole situation.
Coach, we asked you about the Nebraska boys. I think one player that could, doesn't matter where it is, could probably be on a lot of people's football team, and that's your senior tailback in Kyle Minnett. He is a workhorse for you, isn't he?
He's a really good football player for us. He's a great leader. He's the whole package. You know, he's one of those guys. You don't have to take him out when you want the running back to block, because he'll block. He runs, we call it flash. He runs the wildcat, that's the universal term. And so he's really a good football player. I tell you what else, you know, every individual has a spirit about him. You know, they got a something inside him that makes him unique that you really can't define. And his spirit is one of excellence, and I just love the young man.
Coach John Stiglmeyer with us for just another second. Coach, when you're making this trip into Lincoln, it'll be your first time as a coach as well. Do you have to get over some butterflies, or is this just another football game?
I don't think I'll have to get over butterflies, because I've been at this a while. I'm excited about it. I'll be honest with you. I'm excited about. When Coach Osborne was the coach, we went down to Nebraska 3 or 4 times as a staff and studied them. And so, you know, I don't know if we want to grow up to be like Nebraska. That's a goofy term, but we want to emulate the things they do. So it'll be interesting to go down there and measure our program and how we do things against theirs. And obviously a whole different level, but still, the things you do relative to who you have and who you are, I think you can compare those.
Coach, Nebraska probably doesn't know a whole lot about your program. You've been there for 14 years. Is there a player or two in those 14 years that have really stuck out, or maybe something Nebraska fans should know about your Jack program?
Probably the guy that would be the most recognizable is Adam Vinatieri, the kicker for the Colts, is a Jackrabbit. In fact, early in my career here as an assistant, I was blessed to recruit him and watch him pursue his dream. Four guys in NFL camps this last year. One was Casey Bender, a young man from Nebraska, small town Nebraska. Another one was Chris Johnson from Council Bluffs, right across the state border. So we've had some decent players. We had a kid drafted last year. Our program now is never been about individuals. It's about work ethic and playing the game the way it's meant to be played. And hopefully that's what we'll show the Cornhusker fans come Saturday.
Coach, we really appreciate you joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I tell Jason you did a great job hooking us up with the interview. Thank you so much. Best of luck, and remain healthy, not only this week but throughout the season.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Stiggy, Coach John Stiglmeyer.
I think it's going to be a long Saturday night, no matter how you look at it for him.
Run the ball.
Clock
run
moves.
The ball. Kind of a Callahan at USC strategy. Keep it moving.
They're going to have that 35-point at the high school. Take it over there. Could just run the clock.
I mean. it's just, and if we sit here on Monday and it's not, then we'll be going, what in the world's going on? I mean. This is exactly like kind of the Washington thing. Unless they play the best game of the year, I mean, if they just come out of nowhere. I mean, how? You know the defense goal is to pitch a shutout here. The kid's already thrown 5 interceptions in 2 games against Podunk U. And I like Delaware, but still.
The Blue Hens are a power.
Daddy.
In FCS.
I'm going to give you a sipple. Daddy. Daddy, they're not good. They're not good at all. We'll take a break and come back with more. Judd Mayo is on the other side. Send us your email. Send us your fantasy football questions. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
When men get together, they relax over a cocktail and discuss the latest news from sports to pop culture. Now ESPN and Jim Beam have teamed up to bring this to life with the next round served up by Jim Beam featuring Scoop Jackson and guests. Just as friends talk sports and news over a cocktail at the local hangout, Scoop and guests do the same. The next round served up by Jim Beam. Check it out on ESPN.com. Search Jim Beam. Jim Beam, the bourbon, says 1795. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2010, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Rain continues across the area through midday. Even can see a few scattered storms in spots, and then temperatures climb in the mid-70s for high, with winds out of the west-northwest developing and increasing to 15 to 30. Tonight will drop off to 49. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer up in the
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Emails are rolling in for Joe DeMeo, who will join us here in just a couple of minutes and answer your fantasy football questions. FantasyPlayersEdge.com. All the guests on the Duck and Daddy Show get a hot fluffy pancake if they want it, or a freshly baked blueberry biscuit, whatever they want, from Burger King. Join the breakfast revolution. How about the ultimate breakfast platter? Eggs, sausage, and pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. Served, you can get a little fresh brewed Seattle Best coffee, served until 11 a.m. Then if you want lunch, well, you don't have to wait till 11 because they'll serve it to you in the morning, too. Full menu served all morning long. Burger King, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart, with the King's Cafe and free Wi-Fi and high-def TV at 56th and 2nd Avenue. And near Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground for the kids, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Why were you over there for more than just lunch the other day? It was 4 in the afternoon. What were you doing there?
Nephews.
Oh, yeah. Taking a can. Gotcha.
You know, that Seattle's Best coffee interests me, because who gets to vote on that? I mean, one time in our fireworks stand, I had this firework called the Impossible Dream. But how do we know the dream was really impossible? I mean, just deep thoughts. All the, you know, whether it's Seattle's Best or Impossible Dream, how do you know?
Travel.
I heard.
Well, I think a lot of people just came back from Washington in the game, and they said, "That's damn good coffee." Husker volleyball team started a little sluggish, but then put the hammer down and thumped Kansas in four sets last night. They head to Baylor Saturday. Hastings College volleyball team, four-set winner against Concordia. They head to Morningside and Briar Cliff this weekend. Don't forget, there is a Loper lunch today going on at UNK, starting here at noon. In fact, I think the gang's starting to feed you right now, so get on up there and find out a lot more. And the Sioux City Musketeers scored six unanswered goals and a 6-2 win over the Storm in the opening game of the Fall Classic. You can find out more at the Tri-City Storm website. You can hear the games out there. They played Dubuque this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Tony. You know what I want to do? I want to hear your NFL power rankings first time this year.
I tell you what, at number 10, I start out, I told you earlier, Cincinnati-Baltimore. I've got them tied at 10. I think Baltimore won the game, minus the officiating. At number 9, I've got the Chicago Bears. You know what? I say what you want about the Dallas Cowboys. You still got to go on the road and beat a team with that much talent in their home building. Number 9, the Chicago Bears. Number 8, the New England Patriots. I think it's a pretty good football team. Maybe it's one of those deals. Rex Ryan circles that game. It's a Bill McCartney Nebraska special there. The Jets got their best shot. You got the Jets' best shot, and they were just better than you on that day. At number 7, the New York Jets. Great win against the New England Patriots. At number 6, the Indianapolis Colts. They got the offense going early and often the other night versus the Giants, and that game was over about, midway through the second quarter. And number 5, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. And I put the Kansas City Chiefs at number 5 because, they're 2-0, and I may never be able to rank them at number 5 again. So just out of personal satisfaction, I put them at number 5. Number 4, the Green Bay Packers. Look like they're starting to get on a roll. The second half, really, against Buffalo, they started to roll. Number 3, the Houston Texans. They found a way to do it in Washington. They found a way to beat the Colts in that first week. Number 2, the Pittsburgh Steelers, to do what they've done with the quarterback predicaments that they've had this year. It's been all defense. It's been all defense and more defense. I'm Mike Tomlin, coach of the year so far, number 2. And number 1, it's pretty simple. The New Orleans Saints, they've got the trophy and they haven't lost yet. Boom goes dynamite. You're still at the top of the mountain.
You know, I really don't have any clue. How about that? I'm almost not going to do it, but I'm going to run down them for just no reason. This is absolutely, I keep saying at the beginning of the year, Chicago's got to be better than what they end up being. Well, so they're off to a great start. If they beat Dallas, they must be pretty good. I put Kansas City at number 10 just to get them in there. Chicago 9, Indy 8. Philadelphia Eagles, I put at number 7. Now remember, they gave Green Bay all they wanted with a quarterback situation that changed in the middle of the football game. I thought about putting them higher. Jets 6, Pittsburgh 5, Houston 4. I got Baltimore 3. They got screwed at Cincinnati. They're 2-0 in my mind. They got to get the offense going, and they may be too high, but I put Baltimore 3, Green Bay 2, New Orleans 1. Is that okay?
Fair enough. Hey,
We'll laugh at that next week. What do you think? Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There's been a lot of changes with personnel. We've got a lot of emails to get to. Joe, I don't think a lot of these quarterbacks that got changed out outside of the Kolb to Vic move should affect your fantasy team, or else you didn't get a quarterback where you thought. What's the most drastic change that you need to make with all of these quarterback changes and all these injuries that have occurred and Reggie Bush and all that? What's the one that sticks out to you this week?
Well, I mean, you hit it on the head. The Vic move, of course, that's the most influential. The Gretkowski thing, I mean, these guys don't figure, unless you're playing in a league that mandates two quarterbacks starting every week. So, and even Bush to me was marginal. He's a flex play. Certainly it hurts slightly. It hurts Drew Brees. He's got a lot of weapons there, thankfully. But really, the Vic move is the only one that I see that has any really instrumental change value this week.
Joe, this comes from Semprosectum, whatever the hell Semprosectum is.
He says, some kind of Harry Potter.
Who's the best? Yeah, it's a Harry Potter. Who is the best available kicker this week?
Wow. You know, I guess Ryan Longwell going against the Detroit Lions.
Did he get beat by kicking points last
week? I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Way to get that out there. All right, I want to keep going to the emails so we don't run out, and we'll get to those before Tony can ask his questions. A lot of Vicks here. So first, if you want to fire quick, Dave says, do I play Phillip Rivers or Michael Vick this week?
Well, Philadelphia's going against Jacksonville. Jacksonville has the worst pass defense in football. And San Diego's going against Seattle, which is not a heck of a lot better, but is somewhat better. In theory and in practice, you know, you want to start Vic over Rivers this week, even though that's a hard recommendation to make. But just based on the matchups, Vic is in better shape than Phillip Rivers this week.
Another Vic. This comes from Aaron and Carney. He's got two questions. He says, Tony Romo or Michael Vick?
Well, Romo finds himself this week going against Houston, what's going to be a major shootout. But once again, Vic is in against the absolute worst pass defense in all of football. They allow an outrageous 10 yards per pass attempt the Jacksonville Jaguars do.
And they play Washington.
I mean, this is a scary team for a pass defense situation. Rivers ate them up last week, and Kyle Orton the week before. So they've only faced really one major league QB, and yet they're allowing 10 yards per pass attempt. Go ahead, go with Vic.
Joe, Aaron has the second part of his question here. This is a pretty good stable of running backs. He needs to start two of these four: Brandon Jackson, Clinton Portis, Michael Turner, Sean Green. And I'm sure the injury report on Turner is a big deal here. So Brandon Jackson, Clinton Portis, Michael Turner, Sean Green need two of those four. Who do you think?
You're right about Turner. Turner should play this week. He's good to go. We want to see him practice. He's an obvious start. Clinton Portis would be the other now. There's no Larry Johnson, overhang. And we think Brandon Jackson's basically a utility guy, and Sean Green's in an ugly timeshare with Tomlinson, who's gotten rave reviews. So go ahead and go with Portis and Michael Turner, of course.
Joe Mark at Minden wants to know, am I in trouble if Steven Jackson can't score against the Raiders?
Well, you're in trouble anytime your running back can't get into the end zone, but we like us Jacks a lot, and we think once this Rams team starts to gel a little bit, which implies that Sam Bradford gets some more experience than he has today, we think Steven Jackson is one of the premier running backs. He's got a great, great matchup this week. He's not facing Oakland, though. I should mention that he's facing the Redskins, but he can run against them at home, so look for Jackson to get 100 combination yards and possibly a score.
Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got a question for Joe, fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're in a dilemma here, Joe. We've got a question here from somebody we know. In fact, he's in a couple of our fantasy football leagues. And in one of the leagues, he's playing Tony. And in one of the leagues, he's playing me this week. So you can give him whatever advice you want. He wants to know if Michael Crabtree's a good play this week.
Michael Crabtree going against Kansas City. Kansas City is 25th ranked pass defense in National Football League. The real issue you have here is how much of Frank Gore do the Kansas City Chiefs get. Kansas City's rush defense has been spectacular, 3.3 yards a game, one score. So it looks like Crabtree is a decent play. Without knowing your other options, which always makes it difficult, guys, without knowing his other options, I would say you could start Michael Crabtree this week.
Okay, Joe, here's my dilemma. And I screwed this up last week looking at too many prognosticators and what they had ranked. I have my two quarterbacks that I basically got to play. I got to play one of these guys, Brett Favre, Matt Ryan. And Brett Favre was higher than Matt Ryan in everybody's listings last week.
Well, I'm going to hate to do this to you, but you need to start Brett Favre.
Oh.
He has the classic matchup against Detroit Lions, a team that has shown zero ability to really affect anybody in the passing game. Matty Ice goes up against the Saints in New Orleans. So, he's going to find himself, in a matchup. We love him. We think he's got a great matchup this week. The Saints can be had over the top, but they're opportunistic, as evidenced what they did to Alex Smith the other night, and also Favre 2 weeks ago. And they're a tough defense to play. You can get them, but they get you right back. So, now here's the only caveat, guys. If Percy Harvin can't go, then maybe I would use Matt Ryan, because now he's down to Berrien, Mr. Disappearance, Camarillo, and Shianko. So keep an eye on Harvin's situation. If Harvin's inactive, I would then go over to Matt Ryan.
Joe, does it baffle you what they're doing in San Diego with Vincent Jackson?
Yeah, I think it's really AJ Smith has never impressed me as a general manager. I think he's botched a lot of situations. Even the Tomlinson situation, I believe, was botched. And now he's got Vincent Jackson. He's digging his heels in. But to what end?
I'm totally on the same page. I just cannot believe they can let him sit there this full entire season. But that looks like what they're going to do.
Yeah, no, I think getting nothing for a guy at this, you know, at this stage is kind of amazing. My instinct tells me they'll have to trade him sooner rather than later, but I don't know what they're going to do. Wait until, you know, week six and then say, okay, now he's eligible. Now let's cut a deal so you can use him next week. I think it's it's only week three, so I mean there's still plenty of time to unload him, but. You would have thought the timing was perfect now, especially if they could have got a two and something else for him. So I'm always baffled. I'm always baffled by A.J. Smith. He never makes any sense to me.
Joe, one more question for you about Tony Romo. Obviously, you got to play him week in, week out. Are they going to get this offense rolling in your estimation?
Well, this is the week. He plays the Houston Texans team that's allowing about 9 yards per pass attempt, has not had a single interception, and has allowed 4 passing touchdowns, so 2 touchdowns per week. This is it for Tony Romo and the Cowboys. They either come out and prove out. Now, Romo's been decent, a decent option at QB in fantasy year world, but this is the week where he's going against what I consider a beatable pass defense, even though they can pressure a little bit with Mario Williams, and it remains to be seen. This week, he's a definite start.
Joe, I just looked at our competitor who's going to play Michael Crabtree. It doesn't matter who he plays. He's not going to beat me when I got Tony Romo and Miles Austin rolling all over him this week. You're the best, Joe. Have a great week. Always appreciate your insight. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet, lads. Good luck this week. May your fantasy teams meet all your expectations. Take good care.
Thanks, Joe. Check the website out, folks. Joe DeMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com, fantasyplayersedge.com. Yeah. Romo, did he just give me expectations on our 0-2 bocce team?
Yeah, I think.
I'm watching that game. It's going to be a good one. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Rain continues across the area through midday. We can see a few scattered storms in spots, and then temperatures climb in the mid-70s for high, with winds out of the west-northwest developing and increasing to 15 to 30. Tonight will drop off to 49. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Totally do. Party like
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us tomorrow on the show. Daddy!
Well, Joel Makovic is going to join us, and we're looking forward to this because he's got a new foundation out there, Husker Hope, that affects basically brain injuries that happen to kids. They've teamed up with the Grant Wisdom Foundation that's been ongoing. This is really their first year. Joel just went and climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa to raise awareness. They raised the Nebraska flag on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. So that just happened, I believe, September 11th, they reached the summit of that. So he's going to tell us about that.
And then this weekend he's in Lincoln with a bunch of former Huskers doing an autograph signing and showing some of the pictures from that climb and continuing to share information about the Husker Hope Foundation. The Kearney High Student Council is donating between $1,500 and $2,000 to this cause that they raised at their recent fall ball dance last Saturday night. And so we will have him on the show to talk about that tomorrow. Also on the show tomorrow, Loup City football coach Nick Hodge. There's another team that's got things pointed in the right direction, unbeaten and rated for the first time in anybody's memory. We'll talk with the coach about that and the move down to eight-man. Also tomorrow, oh, Daddy's been giving away money, people. Daddy's selections in our Pigskin Pick'em contest.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've got one zeroed in. And you know what? Before I get to my picks of any kind of subs, I got to tell you about Bruce Furniture, because there's no fine print. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. The price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Hey, visit any one of the Bruce Furniture stores and receive free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. They just help you, because that's the kind of people they are. Offer a full line of interior design services for every room, from pillow fabrics to carpet color, wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps you create just the right look for you. Check them out today. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings.
We want to thank our guests on the show today. Kelly Stauffer, who will be in the booth as the analyst for the Nebraska-South Dakota State football game with ESPN Plus and Versus. Also the head football coach at South Dakota State, John Stiglmeyer. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tomorrow, Joel Makovica, Nick Hodge, head football coach at Loup City, and a whole lot more.
We're looking forward to that.
And Daddy will be here.
Well, we're looking forward to that football open to Meredith so put together. He keeps adding on things to that, and we're looking forward to that. We're also looking forward to you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!